It's summer, it's hot, and your air conditioner blows. And no, not the way it's supposed to. Wouldn't some ice cold air flowing through that sweat box of your house of yours be nice right about now? HeatandCool.com is America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products. It's one of Inc. magazine's fastest growing private companies in America. That's why I'm telling you about Heat and Cool right now. Heat and Cool specializes in bringing you the best and most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world at the best prices possible. Unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will assist you and your technician with any technical support questions you may have during installation or with your servicing, servicing the system before and after the purchase. Orders ship free to U.S. continental states. Most orders ship the same day. And Heat and Cool offers an industry-first, hassle-free, 365-day return on all purchases. Heat and Cool experts have been providing HVAC support for over 20 years, and they'll meet or beat a lower price on an identical in-stock item from another online authorized dealer. Plus, they'll beat the price by 3%. How cool is that? Some restrictions apply. Click the Heat and Cool button on the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com and make your house livable again. Will you? All right, we're back. It's segment two of today's program. Gonzo Gregg is here with me.
Hello.
Hello, Gonzo.
Hello. Good to be here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Hey, with all the nutrition guidelines and parents watching what their kids eat, well, some of them, why are more and more kids coming down with chronic health conditions? Coming up in just a few minutes, Dr. Elena George joins us with the scary facts and some ideas on what parents and doctors should do right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're so glad that you're here. You know who Stephen Hawking is, right?
Sure.
Gonzo?
Yeah.
He's not only the smartest living guy on the planet, he's the only person who's ever played himself on an episode of Star Trek. I don't know if you saw this. He was on an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation, and he was playing poker against holograms of other great scientists.
Oh, all right. So he was on the holodeck then. Right? That's where that probably happened. Yeah. I've seen a lot of Next Gen, but I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Didn't Gwen Stefani have a song, Holodeck?
Yes, the Holodeck Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that's okay, you're gonna get fined for that one, Phil.
Am I?
Yeah, you get a ding. You get a ding for that.
All right. Okay. Now, there's a lot of stuff over the years that people call art.
Mm. Are you a fan of art, Phil?
I don't know. It's fun to travel to the big museums in Paris or in Italy and see the stuff that was more or less porn in the days when it was originally carved or painted,
see,
right?
I'm more of a fan of the Velvet Elvis, the gas station art, stuff like that.
Oh,
That's, I think, some really
kitschy
great
stuff, right?
I had a Velvet Elvis at one point, and he had a tear in his eye.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the
was
king.
Was that painted in, or did it just appear?
Yes, it was like Stigmata Elvis. I think it was supposed to be there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Either that or it was an unfortunate stain.
Oh.
But they're getting ready to announce Britain's most prestigious contemporary art prize coming up. It is the Turner Prize, I guess is what it's called.
Oh.
And the smart money apparently is on this particular sculpture, which is about 18 feet tall, and it is just a big butt.
What?
It's an 18-foot sculpture of male buttocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's male buttocks, so they made the distinction. You can tell right away it's male as opposed to female buttocks.
It's a pretty manly ass when you have a look at it, not to mention the fact that it's 18 feet tall.
Oh, and man.
So it's currently on display in an exhibition in New York. And more interestingly, it's the artist's interpretation. It's her interpretation of an architect's proposal for a door of a Manhattan office building.
Oh, so you're going to have to walk through a giant ass to get into the office?
I think that was the original concept. Yeah, but it sadly never came to fruition. Probably should have gone on the front of like CBS or something. But that was the original idea behind it. It's not widely known whose butt it is supposed to be, but apparently it is from a 3D scan of a, quote, well-known graphic artist's backside.
Yeah. So is somebody it's actually not a, had, it's not had a political an, commentary, is it?
I don't think so. There's no mention of that. No, no. It's just it's well, part of the exhibition is called Lichen Libido Chastity. So I guess it is sort of sexual in nature.
Yeah.
So, somebody had their ass scanned.
Yeah, right.
For a sculpture.
Mm. You good know what times. People are going to do with their smartphones? The folks take those depth of field shots. You know where they're standing about 50 feet away, and so the giant ass will look more or less the right size, and then they'll be taking these humping selfie shots, right?
No doubt. Well, there is a photograph of the artist and somebody else, I guess, standing in front of the ass as well, with their heads right in. Yeah. Correct.
And you know people are going to be shoving stuff in there.
Sure.
You know, like people do in real life.
It's in an art museum. Phil, behave yourself. Come on.
Right? I mean, people do that sort of thing in real life anyway. Shoving stuff in there. What's the matter with you? Do they have places where folks that shove stuff in there gather online, Gonzo?
Well, do you think? It is the internet, after all.
Yeah, it is.
And if you are a member of one of those sites, this one in particular, rosebuttboard.com, it is a site designed for people who are into that sort of thing, putting things in there.
Oh, no.
In fact, 100,000... of its users have had their personal information exposed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the site got hacked. So you might want to check up if you are one of the 100,000. I was kind of surprised by 100,000 users of rosebuttboard.com. But apparently, they were using some outdated software or whatever, and it was pretty easily hacked. So that information now
is floating
around out there.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of kick back and wait to see what celebrities turn up from being on Rosebud Board. Yeah. Remarkably, I'm free and clear on that one.
I guess so.
Yeah, surprised that this porn site that I'm not involved with. So
I'm glad to know that, by the way. Listen to this, and this may be ultimately your fate, Gonzo. According to a new study, people who watch a ton of porn actually go to church more than people who watch it two or three times a month. And
I can personally point out that there's a flaw with this study.
Yeah. Well, the assumption is that they probably feel guilty about it and they want to go, cleanse their soul of their impure thoughts.
Right.
But it does it give you the idea these days with the internet, such as it is, that everybody's watching porn? You know, school kids are watching porn, right?
Well, by college, a third of women and 90% of men have viewed pornography. But it's so prevalent now. It's compared to back in our day, right? You had to sneak a look at dad's magazines or something, you know?
Yeah.
And now just with the internet and the huge availability of it, it's just so pervasive.
Yeah. Right.
And it's messing people up. You know, they say that, you know, people that you see pornography and you expect that is what sex is like.
Yeah.
It's completely wrong.
And then you can't perform. Is that what they said? We had a doctor on who told us that before. If you keep watching porn, then you're not going to be able to perform when it's actually your turn.
Because you feel inadequate or, you're just like, oh, I'm not.
Or your brain is just clouded with these unrealistic fantasies.
You just burned yourself out with too much of it. Yeah. But and it's also really affecting their finding. There's a frightening leap in the number of young girls who are going to great lengths for breast augmentation and also genital plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Because they're watching pornography and they see the female stuff presented that way and they feel that they don't look right.
Yeah.
So it's really creating a massive problem, a huge increase, 80% increase in the number of girls 18 and younger receiving genital plastic surgery.
Wow. Because they just want to look like what they see. I guess it's like circumcision for guys when you're a little kid. I mean, the family just assumes that you want to look like dad. And then you grow up and you watch porn and you say, well, why don't I look like that?
Right.
What happened, Dad? Hey, dogs. Everybody loves dogs. Spell it this way, D-A-W-G-S. That's right, dogs. And if you don't love them yet, it's because you don't know them yet. Lucky for you, I am talking about them right now. Dogs is shoes, good shoes, men's, women's, kids, boots, sandals, slippers, clogs, flats, flip-flops, golf shoes, and that's not all. They have clothing, too, for men and women from designers like Stephen Craig and Aggiato. Ladies, why not order up some skirts, leggings, dresses, cardigans? Men, how about a new golf shirt? The shoes are great. And you'll recognize the quality when you see them. Trusted brands, too, like Mossy Oak, Firestone, Cayman, Loudmouth, and more. Safety shoes, work and slip-resistant shoes. They're all waiting for you at Dogs. And here's what you do. Visit our sponsors page right now at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Dogs button, and you'll save 40% off your first purchase when you use the offer code GGA40. That's GGA40. Go fetch a good deal on our sponsors page. Look for Dogs. That's D-A-W-G-S. Dogs, a foot's best friend. Don't you feel better now, Greg?
I do.
Good. By the way, we continue on our little expedition here, doing the show differently, where you are listening live or on our website, philhewlettandfriends.com, to the full from start to finish version of the show. But if you subscribe to the show or if you search for us in your favorite app that you use to listen to podcasts, you'll find us, then you will hear segments of the program. We're in one of those segments right now. And it makes a lot of sense because apparently people like listening to their podcast in smaller bites. And so that's what we're doing. We're conforming to the conventional wisdom, Greg.
You will conform, Phil.
Yes, conform.
Welcome to the machine.
And confess. Now, while you're in that comfy chair, we also want you to follow us in social media. And the best way to do that, see, Gonzo's on the show with us right now, and you would have no clue listening to his voice what he looks like, would you? Unless you know him already, or unless you've been to the Meet the Friends page at philhewlettandfriends.com. You scroll down, and whoa, there's Gonzo right there.
He'll never come back.
Follow him on all his social media. All the clicks are there because he does say some interesting and fascinating things all the time on social media. And so you should go there. And by the way, back to the subscribing to the podcast idea, right there on our homepage, all the majors are there, from iTunes to Google Play Podcast to Stitcher and iHeart. It's all there. If you pick your poison, click on it, and you can subscribe, and you're good to go. Does that make a lot of sense?
Yeah, I get it.
All right. Let's see. Lil Wayne. You know who that is?
No, sort of.
Later in the show, I'm going to tell you what his original rap name was. I'm not going to tell you now, though, but later in the program.
Okay.
Now, here's something. Approximately 8,000 Facebook members die every single day.
From Facebook, probably. Yeah. Like Facebook rage when you see that post from gets you all upset and you just have a heart attack and drop dead.
Yeah, yeah. 8,000. Now, what happens when you die on Facebook?
Your page kind of lives forever unless one of your relatives or, you know, whoever's taking care of your estate can get one of those waivers or whatever to close the page or administer the page for you.
Right.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah. No, it's I have a bunch of people, and when I go through every now and then, I'll try to tell everybody that I'm friends with on Facebook about something that I'm doing, but I want to go one by one, and it's getting harder and harder because, you know, there's thousands of people now. And I go through and I see all the people that I know have passed away, and hopefully there aren't other people in there. And now that I see that 8,000 people a day die, what's the likelihood if you have 1,000 friends or 10,000 friends on Facebook that people that you haven't been talking to actively are indeed dead, and you're sending them notes? And now how insensitive and disconnected you are with your so-called friend when the family members who are now taking over the Facebook page see you trying to have a conversation with their dead uncle or brother or husband or dad.
Right. You leave that one last frustrated email. Fine, don't write me back.
Yeah.
You jerk.
And now who's the jerk?
Right.
You're the biggest jerk ever.
I'm sorry. I'm dead.
Yeah.
Couldn't get back to you. I'm sorry. I didn't respond to your invite for your party.
Yeah.
Because I'm dead.
All right. I got to let you know that we've been trying to make contact with Dr. Elena George, and for whatever reason, maybe she's on an emergency call or something like that, because after all, she is a doctor. We're going to see if we can sneak her in a little later in the program, but for the time being, we were expecting to talk to her right now, and we will not be talking to her right now. So I'm sorry about that. We'll get Brooke Peterson, our producer, on the job and see what happens. All right.
Chop, chop.
Yes, exactly. So in the meantime, we're fine. Absolutely fine, because we have you, Gonzo.
Oh, good. No pressure.
And if you've gotten a call from see what we deal with when we're putting these people on the air, we're dealing with public relations people.
Right.
And it's very often you'll get a call and they'll say, hey, I want to tell you about my client.
Right. This is so-and-so calling for such and such, and can we get him on the show or, you know, give you some information about this person or whatever?
Yeah.
And you would have to think, and since all of media is now, media is just going to be renamed. Instead of the word media, we'll just have the word Trump.
Yes.
Because that's all media is now.
Of course.
All Trump all the time.
Yeah.
And so you obviously he has quite an amazing PR machine, most of it being himself, which, you know, because he'll call up. No, is there a day where he's not on Fox and Friends?
I believe not.
Yeah, he's on there like all the. They just ought to put him on all the time. There's no reason for them to have any other programming over there.
Exactly.
But apparently, yeah, Washington Post did some investigation, and not so long ago, but what he used to do was he would call up reporters and newspapers and stuff, and be his own publicist, his own PR guy, and he would call up, and, you know, that Donald Trump guy's got the best words, or you know, whatever. And he would call up, and there was like a couple of aliases that he used pretty regularly. It would be either John Miller or John Barron.
Yeah.
And I guess they've got a tape, and it's pretty, you know, you hear Donald, and you're like, yeah, that's him. But he wouldn't cop to it. He'd just call up and say, hey, you know, he'd talk up how great Trump was without actually, you know, being himself. And I guess he'd do the follow-up call, probably.
So, yeah, right.
He used to do his own PR.
You know what? That's interesting. We should just get Trump on this show, shouldn't we? I mean, he'll just do any show, won't he?
It seems like.
There's a little self-deprecating humor right there.
It seems like he's everywhere.
But there are a bunch of people out there, the Never Trump folks, who just hate him. In fact, they're going to hate Trump to their grave, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. In fact, there's actually proven proof of this. Wow, not that one.
Proof. Look at you.
But yeah, actually, somebody from beyond the grave had a word or two to say for Donald Trump. And let me see. I'm trying to find the story here. So yeah, there's this old woman actually put it in her will. She passed away 86 years old.
Yeah.
And put it in her will that in her obituary, the following would be printed. And it was, quote, if you vote for Donald Trump, you seriously must be an effing dumbass. And
wait, that's going to be on her headstone?
No, it's in the newspaper.
Oh,
I don't,
okay.
I don't think it's on her headstone, but it is in the newspaper, and it's not effing either.
No, so, it's spelled out. So that it's it's her dying wish, so the newspaper must print it that way.
It's in her will, yeah, and I guess that's so they abided by that, and it is in her obituary from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty outstanding.
That's funny. Joe Pitka, you know who that is? He directed the original Space Jam movie, and he says the sequel with LeBron James is already doomed. It won't have the star power of the original, which had Michael Jordan and Bill Murray and other NBA players like Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Muggsy Bogues, and Larry Johnson. There were also cameos by Charles Oakley, Alonzo Mourning, A.C. Green, Derek Harper, Jeff Malone, and Danny Ainge, among others. Pickett says, there was a perfect storm of players and ex-players available. They all had a persona that complemented the film. There's nobody like that now. And Michael Jordan was the biggest star on the planet at the time, and LeBron James is not.
Hasn't LeBron done a little acting and done all right at it, though?
He might be a better actor than Michael Jordan, but that's not what we're saying here.
Huh. Well, I don't... didn't see the first one, don't plan on seeing the second one. So.
All right. Very good. Hey, travel superstitions. Can't think of any because I'm not a superstitious guy, but maybe you are. Our travel guy says he has a bunch of them, and he's going to review them for you coming up in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsakall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsakall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsakalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.